This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Arguments are underway in Washington, D.C. in the historic second impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Lawmakers are set to decide whether it is legal under the Constitution to try him after he's already left office. Nine Democratic lawmakers from the U.S. House of Representatives acting as prosecutors against the former U.S. leader are arguing at Trump's trial before the 100-member Senate that he should be held accountable for inciting the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. They say he urged hundreds of supporters to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had defeated Mr. Trump in last November's presidential election. The nine Democrats showed the Senate a video of the chaos that unfolded in the Capitol building, with rampaging protesters storming past authorities and lawmakers scrambling to avoid the violence. An emotional representative, Jamie Raskin, said, "Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government." That's the end of the quote. Trump's lawyers are expected to respond that the trial is unconstitutional because the Constitution says impeachment is a tool to remove sitting officials from office. Mr. Trump's term as president ended when President Joe Biden was inaugurated January 20th. Mr. Trump was, however, impeached by the House of Representatives while still in office, leaving the situation unclear. The leader of international experts investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China says they saw no evidence of large outbreaks of the disease prior to its December 2019 discovery in the city of Wuhan. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok has named a new cabinet as he tries to push through major reforms and secure financing from foreign entities. The new cabinet includes leaders of rebel groups that signed a peace agreement with the government in the South Sudan capital, Juba, in October. Shortly after Hamdok's announcement, Sudan's Sovereign Council, the military civilian body that's the highest power in the transitional government, held an extraordinary session and endorsed the newly appointed ministers. The cabinet members are expected to be sworn in Wednesday afternoon. During Hamdok's announcement, demonstrators took to the streets in many states across Sudan to demand better living conditions. Local authorities in Al Obeid town in North Kordofan and Al Fashir of North Darfur shut down schools and imposed curfews in the two areas. Other protests were reported Tuesday in Port Sudan and Niala town of South Darfur against high prices and poor living conditions. Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting Myanmar's military coup in the capital of Naypyi Taw Tuesday by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannons. At least two protesters were seriously injured with what are believed to be gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a fourth consecutive day Tuesday, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests against the overthrow of the elected civilian government. Tuesday's protests occurred just hours after the military announced a curfew, 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., that would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The regime has also banned gatherings of more than four people across the country. The United Nations has voiced strong concern over the clampdown. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has retired three Supreme Court justices 2 days after announcing a foiled coup attempt. Haiti's opposition has insisted for months that President Moïse's term expires on February 7th, 2021, according to the Constitution, and that a transitional government should replace him. Their plan calls for a Supreme Court justice to serve as provisional president in accordance with the Constitution until elections can be held to choose a new president. Moïse argues his term will expire in February 2022. That's a date accepted by the U.S., the United Nations, and the Organization of American States. They have urged Moïse to organize elections, quote, as soon as technically feasible, followed by 2021 presidential elections. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.